when we hear the story about biting the bullet and a person possibly losing their livelihood over Lashon Hara, sometimes it sounds harsh. So I'll tell you a story. I was once teaching in a yeshiva, and the yeshiva got a new CEO, a new mankal, and the new CEO decided there were a lot of things they had to do in that yeshiva. They had to develop their website. So he asked around, they told him, I have a website. So he came to me and he said, hi, we want to develop our website. I understand you have a website, so you know how to run websites. I said, not exactly. Someone else built the website and I just upload to you. So he says, yeah, but you know more about it than anyone else here does. I said, I don't think so, but okay, let's say. So he said, fine, so I want you to be in charge of our website. How many hours a week will it be? I said, it's a full-time job. You need to hire someone to take care of the yeshiva's website. So he said, I can't hire anyone right now. When you're on the staff, I want you to run the website. So I said, you're not talking about another hour a week. You're talking about 30 or 40 hours a week in order for it to run correctly. You're talking about a lot of time. So he said, right. And I said, well, I don't want to do it. And he said, well, from now on, that's your job description. And I said, okay, I thought for a second, and I said to myself, do I want to spend my time in this yeshiva running their website? Because I will spend a lot of time running their website. I thought it through for a few seconds, and it was very clear to me that I didn't come to that yeshiva to run a website. I came to teach Torah. So I said to him, you know what? I quit. I'm no longer working here. You'll find someone else. You'll find someone to run your website. I didn't come here to run a website. I came here to teach Torah. That's what I've been doing all the years I'm here. And now you decided you're switching my job on me. So if that's the case, so then I'm no longer teaching here. I'm no longer one of your staff. So he's a new CEO on the job. That's not exactly what he wants. He's going to have to go to the Rosh Hashiva and explain why one of the Rabbeim just quit on him. So he backed down. But I didn't know if he'd back down. At the time, I sincerely thought it through, and I said, I'm not interested. That's not what I want to do with my life. And even though he's telling me I don't have a choice, I do have a choice. Why am I telling the story? Because we all have red lines in our life. We all have situations where we say, I'm not doing that. That's not what I want to do with my life. And there's a limit. There's a point where I say, I'm not going to do that. And when this halacha tells us that for Lashon Hara, we have to draw that red line, it shouldn't seem so far-fetched to us because we do draw red lines in our life. If your boss came in and said, look, your job description for the next year is going to be to clean the toilets, we'll pay you the same salary, but that's what you're going to do. So if you thought you were getting a job in programming or something else, you might say, that's not what I came here for. It's not just about the money. I came here to do something else. And at some point you say, this is not part of my job description. I'm not willing to do it. What the halacha does for us is the halacha says, well, you know what? Your values, your ethics, your morals are also part of the job description. And when they come and tell you, you're going to say this piece of Lashon Hara, then we have to be willing to say, hold it, this isn't part of my job description. And this is a red line that I'm not going to be able to do. I'm not willing to do. And again, if we think of it in those terms, then I think we can understand better the system that the halacha is giving us. And if you think about it, the halacha is developing a system of morals that have to be our values throughout our life. It's a very valuable system because it means when you're a doctor in the hospital, you're going to run by that system. It means when you're a policeman, you're going to run by that system. It means in all positions, you're going to run by the moral, ethical system that we expect the world to run on.